Thank you, Sarah. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording about a map and a lack of tree planting. A map depicting a walk around landmarks linked to the Paston family has been donated to a hotel. The map, titled The Paston Family in Norwich, was donated to the Maidshead Hotel by Dr. Rob Nee, a local historian and Paston family specialist. The map, designed by graphic designer Peter Stibbins, illustrates a route around the cathedral quarter, highlighting significant locations associated with the 15th century Paston family, including the Maidshead Hotel. Dr. Nee said, "I wanted to create a map to show the links to the hotel and the story. The map is for guests to enjoy and plan walks while visiting the city. The Paston family, remembered for their collection of letters, were influential figures in the late medieval Norfolk, rising to become wealthy landowners, courtiers, and eventually members of the aristocracy. One letter, dated November the 22nd, 1472, written by Sir John Paston to his mother, Margaret, contains the first known reference to the Maid's Head, then referred to as the Maid's Head. The letter suggests the inn as a suitable place to stable horses while in Norwich. The hotel has also retained its AA 4-star silver classification for another year. The AA Hotel Inspector's report stated, "Delighted to confirm a 4-star classification with an AA merit score of 87% and a Silver Star award." He also complimented the team, who were attentive and professional throughout my time at the hotel. Christine Malcolm, General Manager, said, "We are so incredibly proud of our amazing team. They really are one of our greatest assets. We will be celebrating this report with all of them at our next Vision and Values Staff Awards."
County Hall leaders have defended their efforts to get 1 million new trees planted in Norfolk, despite scrapping their target to hit that milestone by 2025. County councillors agreed to ditch their pledge to get 1 million trees planted by the end of next year. Only about half that number have been planted since 2019, and the Conservative-controlled council conceded it would not achieve the 1 million total as intended. Conservative councillors and County Hall officers faced questions about why the target had not been hit at a meeting of the council's Infrastructure and Development Committee, where the policy was changed. Liberal Democrat councillor Rob Colwell said, "It was a flagship policy, 1 million trees. I just really want to understand more about this failure and why it happened. What do they put it down to?" James Bensley, the council's cabinet member for environment and waste, said hitting the 2025 target had become unachievable for a number of reasons. He said challenges such as planning rules, restraints on land, a lack of resources, delays and communication issues had contributed to the slower than hoped for progress. Mr. Bensley said the council still intended to plant 1 million trees, but over a longer period, with an ambition to plant 150,000 a year. He said he anticipated 600,000 trees would have been planted by next spring since the initiative was launched.
A charity shop in Norwich has finally reopened after an arson attack 7 months ago. The British Red Cross shop in St Benedict Street had been shut since the fire on February the 25th. Staff and volunteers are now welcoming customers once more following extensive repairs. George Burroughs, shop manager, said, "We would like to say a heartfelt thank you for the outpouring of love and support we have had from everyone. We have a very loyal customer base and people have been in tears over the temporary closure of the shop. It has been here for more than 30 years and during that time the community has been very important to us. Much of the stock was damaged during the fire and locals are being asked to donate whatever they can, including clothes, shoes, gifts, ceramics and china." Mr. Burroughs added, "The people of Norwich have done so much for us, but we need your help again. Please bring us your donations so we can raise money to help others who are in need."
A developer has raised more than £13,000 for a city homelessness charity at a golf tournament. Barrett and David Wilson Homes Anglia, based in Norwich, hosted the event to support St Martin's Housing Trust. The competition saw 72 golfers, including the company's employees and subcontractors, take on an 18-hole course at Barnum Broom. The tournament raised £13,545 for the charity. The day concluded with a celebratory dinner, an award ceremony, a raffle, and an auction. St Martin's Housing Trust, established in 1972, has been helping those experiencing homelessness in Norwich for more than 50 years. The charity was started by former Dean of Norwich Cathedral, Alan Webster, who initially made a garage available as emergency accommodation for people sleeping rough. Since then, St Martin's has become one of the largest local charities in the area.
A family from Norfolk has raised more than £26,000 for charity. Johnny Rudd, along with family and friends, took on the 10,000 Runs Challenge in memory of his brother George Rudd, who died in February 2021 after battling myeloma cancer. The challenge, which combined George's love for cricket and Norwich City Football Club, saw the fundraisers run the equivalent of 10,000 cricket runs over 226 kilometres from their childhood cricket club, Norwich Wanderers, to Lord's Cricket Ground. The Norwich leg of the challenge included a special tribute to George, with the runners waving the Teenage Cancer Trust flag in his honour at Norwich City Football Club. George's cricket bat was relayed from start to finish and will be burnt to create their own ashes for future tournaments each year to keep George's memory alive. The ages of the runners range from 3 to 80.
When the Bay City Rollers woke up on Friday the 13th to find their van had been stolen, it was nearly bye-bye baby for their tour. But as the Scottish chart toppers prepared to head to the fine city for a gig at the waterfront, a city music source stepped in to ensure they didn't stop the music. The 70s favourites performed in Norwich on Sunday, September the 15th, as part of a tour that takes them up and down the country. The show was cast into doubt when their van, complete with their famous tartan instruments, was stolen overnight between Thursday and Friday from outside their hotel in Walsall. But it was still able to go ahead thanks to some goodwill from PMT Norwich in the city. Johnny McLaughlin, the band's manager, keyboardist and vocalist, said all it took was a single phone call to the music store to ensure the show could go on. The shop in New Bottle Street agreed to loan equipment, including a bass guitar, to the band, while the waterfront also helped out with temporary gear. The band member said, "It was a terrible thing that happened to us, but it's great that we've been able to continue the tour thanks to so much goodwill. It has restored my faith in humanity. We did not want to cancel the show and disappoint so many people, so it is wonderful that the good people of Norwich have been able to help out."
We have now reached the end of part one. Marianne and John will follow on with part two with more news, two features and information desk. So Robin and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.